notorious, so notorious.
Hello and welcome to the Two Old Dolphins podcast, a proud member of the Dolphin Talk podcast network. The show is hosted by Alex Sines and me, Scott Quiggle. It's Friday evening. Happy Friday evening to you, Alex.
Happy Friday evening to you, Scotty.
Okay, this week we are recording two bonus episodes. One will be a timeless episode that we'll talk about when we release that one. And this one, there was some news out of last night's game.
Thursday night football.
That we feel directly affects the Miami Dolphins. And we want to take a look at where we are at right now this season in terms of draft. Because, I mean, whether you're a tanker or you're a win at all costs, where a lot of people are still focused on the draft this year. We have the all draft. Those picks. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are going to Vegas. I can't
like
wait.
Us? Like
to
go us, to Vegas. Maybe?
Yes, it's going to be
can't
awesome.
Wait. Can't wait.
We're going to have a blast out there. Hope to meet as many people out there as again, other podcasters, other Dolphins fans, players. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to line up as much stuff as we can while we're there. Maybe we'll get
this,
some.
This will be, Scotty, probably the greatest draft or one of the most important drafts in the history of our franchise.
Yep.
It turns everything around.
So the news.
The news.
The Browns-Steelers brawl has a direct effect, we believe.
Huge.
On the Miami Dolphins.
Huge.
And let's address that.
Well, let's look at our next week's opponent.
The Bills. We've talked about the
no,
Bills.
No, not this week. The week after.
Okay.
This week we're playing the Bills, and we talked about that game, and that game's going
to
be.
Yeah, we don't.
I think it's a solid loss.
Go listen
Miami.
To Coaching, Coaching, Coaching. That's our most recently released podcast, and that's where we talk about the game we had against the Colts and the upcoming game against the Bills. Mm-hmm. This isn't about that. This is about last night's brawl.
About last night's fight
and
now,
our picks.
What happens last night? Okay, there's a fight. And as we everybody knows already, there's suspensions, there's all kinds of troubles brewing. But the Browns lose their best defensive player,
right.
And they lose through not the fight, but an injury, their safety.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues.
They do.
Which are going to affect them, and they are our opponent right after the Bills in Cleveland. So that's huge. But even a bigger aspect of that is the Steelers, who we own their number one pick with the Minka trade. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are 5-5.
Yep.
And the Steelers, their remaining opponents, you know, it's an interesting schedule. By the way, the Steelers and the Browns meet in a couple of weeks.
They do.
That's going to be interesting.
It will.
That's going to be very interesting.
I'm going to be riveted to that. I mean,
last night I was asleep. I'll be honest. Third quarter, I was done.
I knew, you know, I'm like, it's Thursday night football. The last two nights I've been too tired to get through editing our podcast, so it was way later than normal. You know, normally I'm releasing them Tuesday nights, and now it's Thursday night and it's not done. So my focus was on editing a podcast. But while I was in here, I've got the Apple Watch. My Apple Watch is buzzing. There's like notifications coming on my phone, on my computer. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And it was the brawl.
Yeah. It absolutely nuts. I mean, watching that fight, it's been analyzed left and right. I mean, it was stupid as hell.
Yep.
But how does this affect the Dolphins? That's what we have to focus on. The Pittsburgh Steelers, we have the number one pick. You look at the Steelers, their remaining opponents is the Bengals, who they should shellac.
Everyone should shellac the Bengals.
I mean, they're just terrible.
If there's a team that's intentionally tanking, it's not the Dolphins.
Listen, I'm on record.
It's the Bengals.
The Bengals are going to have the number one pick.
The fact that they benched Dalton, who clearly is their best chance to win a game.
Like us putting Fritz on the bench.
Yeah. And then I have my suspicions about the A.J. Green injury as well.
I wouldn't play him
I'm
either.
Not
I, wouldn't,
saying,
I wouldn't risk him.
Well, sure. You know, I agree with that also, right?
100%.
But if they were trying to win, Green would, if they had a hope at a playoff or anything like that, Green would be coming back. He would be shut down for the year. So I don't believe that it's a true shutdown injury. We don't know. It could be. I don't want to call anyone out on that one, but let's just say philosophically, it certainly looks like they're just cashing in their chips.
Well, I believe they are.
Yeah.
And I believe
they're tanking.
And I will tell you.
That's the bottom line. They're the tankers.
And I said it, I'll go on record, that they're going to have the number one pick. I don't see anybody going above them. They're going to lose every single
game. They have to win three games. Based on the way the draft falls.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Even if they beat us and win one of their games. They will not beat us.
We're going to beat them.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, it's done. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's important for us to get better than, you know, have them lose a lot of games.
Yes.
Now at least it helped us a little bit. Look.
It did.
They got the Bengals, they got the Browns, they got the Cardinals, which I think is a loss. I think they're going to lose to the Bills. They're going to play the Jets, which I think they're going to lose to the Jets.
Nah, they'll beat the Jets.
And the Ravens, they're going to lose too.
It's a freak thing when the
Jets
win.
No, but it's more than that. Look, Juju is now hurt.
That's
concussion.
True.
Now Connor got hurt
again.
Regardless of the fight,
same injury, right? Re-injured his shoulder.
His shoulder again. Yeah. So Connor's hurt. Samuel looks terrible. I mean, that whole running game looks pathetic.
Yep.
The receivers, their quarterback is terrible.
They've lost their Pro Bowl center for three games.
And three games, they're going to lose Pouncey, and their guard too.
Right.
He's gone. So it's actually, we don't like to see anybody
get hurt.
Their
running game is already suffering, and now it's going to be that much worse.
So I see the Steelers, out of this event, for sure, losing at least four more games.
So they're 5-5 now.
They're 5-5.
That would leave them at 7-9?
Which is not bad. That's an 11th, 12th, 13th pick.
Yeah, last year.
It's not a top 10 pick.
That's us on average for many years.
But the Steelers were on the road to really end up maybe even close to a playoff team.
Yeah, well.
They're 5-5.
I picked up their defense for a reason.
Because I was joking with you today.
Surging upwards.
They're
and
done.
Scoring touchdowns.
They're done.
And yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night. That
not to
over.
Give anything away, but I don't think the rest of US Green listens to our podcast, so I'm definitely dropping them and making another move.
I would drop them. Yes. I would have dropped them today if you could.
Well, I was trying
you
to
can't.
Position defenses for matchups for the playoff run, right?
Well,
so yeah,
it's a good move until half your team
until
got in a fight and
yesterday.
Whatever else happened.
Yes,
yeah. It's terrible. Now looking at the rest of the opponents, now how this is going to affect us? The Browns are going to be a weaker team when they face us.
So, by one player?
No. They lost their safety.
For how long?
I don't know. He left the game, didn't come back. He didn't look very good.
Okay.
They lost their safety. Unfortunately, Baker is looking like Baker again. He's playing better football. Not great, but he's getting two or three touchdowns a game. That's enough to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. It is.
So,
the fact that that game is in Cleveland, I don't think we're going to win it. Even now, I still don't think we're going to win it, but we could.
Yeah, the biggest impact on this is that
certainly
the
could.
Steelers...
I mean, we went to Pittsburgh and we put up a fight. We went to Buffalo and we put up a fight. And we went to Indy and we
beat them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's what we talked about in the last episode.
Fight. Yeah.
We're excited about our coaching.
Our coaching is awesome.
Keep going.
But Pittsburgh itself, I think this is going to cost Pittsburgh a game or two. I mean, the next three games.
Yes.
They're playing the Browns again. I don't think they
can
beat.
Mason Rudolph isn't a good quarterback to begin with.
No,
he's
terrible.
And by the way, how did he not get a suspension for his role in that?
Well, everybody's looking at him as a victim, and we all know he was an instigator.
He didn't like the tackle. He grabbed the Miles face mask and started trying to rip off his helmet.
Scott,
that's what happened first that instigated the
whole
But,
you know,
fight.
I like the heart that he had, you know? I mean, I like that, you know, that little Rivers behavior that he did, you know, going after the guy. But the reality is he instigated it. And Miles may have hit him a little late. Who knows? This happens all the time in football.
Yes.
But you don't got guys grabbing another guy's face mask like he did.
Yeah.
So for him not to get any suspension,
I know words, but we can't hear the words that he was saying too, as all that was going on. And so,
you know, I'm
that can trigger a guy.
I could trigger, but I mean, like Miles is supposedly has a great.
I'm not defending Miles.
No, no, he has a great record, allegedly, from being a good citizen, a good person, and everything else. And now this event happened.
Like, good people can lose their mind in bad situations.
Well, you know,
haven't you had moments of anger that
nobody talks about this moment? But Andre Johnson. A guy that you and I saw play in a national championship, a guy that historically had a great record off the field.
Oh, that DB that was mocking him that we ended up signing. What was his name?
That little
Irish name.
Pausing.
Finnegan.
Finnegan. Yes. Yeah. We got it.
Yeah. Okay. Now he was a punk and a guy from and also like a South Florida kid, but a total punk. And he was going after Andre Johnson.
Yeah. He represented himself, and still we signed him to the worst contract. We were so pathetic. Keep going.
But then Johnson lost it, and he apologized the next day, and it never happened again.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Miles, I think, should deserve it. I've heard a lot of people say he should be banned for life.
That's the left.
They should have had the police come in handcuffs and arrest him.
That's the left talking. That's such crap.
And listen, for the record, like I told you, Scott, if you watch a damn hockey game, you see –
brawls that
assaults.
Are as bad or worse than
as
that.
You see assaults in every game.
Yes.
Assault.
Yep.
So let's
every
not,
game.
You know, let's
and
look at it.
People cheer it.
Yeah, let's look at it for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I love going to the Gulls game every once in a while, and fights are expected in
exactly.
hockey.
It's expected.
It's part of the entertainment.
And the refs let them fight.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to see football get to
we don't.
We don't.
It's a different sport, but still.
But what happened last night is not
the news opinion is so far left these days. It's like
they're saying this fight was somehow like the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yes,
and I
heard that over and over.
Well, let me tell you, forget
the fight.
It's not
the worst thing I've ever seen.
I watch a football game.
It's far from
it. I saw a football game when I was a kid where I saw a guy get paralyzed on a disgusting hit by New England Patriots, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's no joke there.
And it was really bad. It was just really dirty, and it was the Raiders, of course.
Hey, I'm still angry about what Joe Klecko did to Dwight Stevenson. How long has that been?
And it was a ball that, it was away from the play,
yeah.
I mean, football.
Taking his
football,
knees out.
Listen, football.
On purpose.
Football is what it is. It was a violent. It is, and it will always be a violent sport. Now they're trying to control the violent more and more. But what happened last night resulted in the Dolphins, I think, having an advantage with Pittsburgh, losing more games in our draft pick. I really think that was positive.
It gives us power.
It gives us power. And
that'll help us lead into what we're talking about is going to happen to us.
The draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, the draft doesn't look. Look, here's my opinion. We're going to probably end up with the third or fourth pick. It's pretty solid that's where we're going to end up.
I agree.
No one's going to beat Cincinnati, and no one's going to beat Washington.
You mean Cincinnati's not going to beat anyone? And
no,
Washington's
I mean, nobody's
going to
jump Cincinnati. Nobody's going to jump Washington for the draft choice.
Yeah. Because, let's just be clear. So,
Gotcha. Cincinnati, this is the remaining schedule for Cincinnati. They play Oakland. That's a loss because Chucky's coaching his ass off, and he's doing a great job. And that's a little shot at Scott here, because Scott and I have had a little fight back and forth.
Yeah, I didn't like Chucky and mocked him at every turn, and you like him.
And look what he's done.
Yeah.
And look what you
can't
deny.
Right now you're winning that battle.
Well, I'm slaughtering you on that battle.
Okay.
Okay. So we got Chucky kicking. We got Chucky kicking Cincinnati's rear end. Then they play the Steelers. And even with all the problems in the Steelers, I think the Steelers are going to pull that one off.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Then they play the Jets, and I think our bug-eye friend's going to win that one. Then they play.
I don't.
Then they play the Browns.
I think they'll still find a way to beat the Jets because
they could.
Is a joke.
They could, but even if they beat the Jets,
so
that's only the second
on
victory. Then the Browns. Then they play the Patriots. Come on.
Yeah.
Then they play us.
That's a big L.
Then they play us.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to beat them.
Did you just switch on me? I thought we were talking about the Steelers.
No, Cincinnati.
Oh my gosh.
I said, we're going to go down Cincinnati's schedule.
I'm having a serious old man moment right now.
No.
Did I say
Cincinnati.
That Cincinnati was going to beat the Jets as much as we don't like Gase? And we know that he's a terrible coach. He is going to beat the Bengals.
Then they play us and then the Browns.
Yeah.
So Cincinnati's schedule is pretty.
Unless they put Dalton back in and really make an effort to win.
That's not
going to
happen.
I don't see them winning anything.
They're gonna put
more than any other team. They
AC Green's gonna go on the shelf.
Hey, Steve Young, first F you, okay?
Oh, that idiot.
And then you should be talking about what the Bengals are doing, not about what the Dolphins are doing.
Yeah, you talk
about
tank job,
tanking and putting people at risk.
By the way, Washington's doing a damn good job of tanking too. They're playing this kid that's definitely not ready.
He's not ready.
They're exposing him.
Yep.
And they're getting slaughtered. Now, that's my second team. That's my number
two
pick.
And they
beat
us. But I keep forgetting the fact that they, although they added head-to-head rules for playoff seating.
Not for this. No, it's strength of
schedule.
Not
for the draft.
The draft
it doesn't matter if they beat us or not. If we have the same record and they have the head over us, that's not what
that
makes.
If we have a stronger schedule than them, we fall behind.
Yep.
And we have a strong schedule. Allegedly.
Well, does that get recalculated at the end of the year? Because the stronger schedule thing at the beginning of the year
we're
is
still playing
absolutely
the Patriots.
Meaningless.
We're still playing the Bills. Those are two playoff teams within our division.
Right. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not convinced the Bills are making the playoffs.
I'm pretty convinced they are.
They've been sliding.
No, they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
And now the Redskins look. Now let's look at the Redskins schedule. They're playing the Jets, which I think they're going to lose. They're playing this weekend. They're playing the Lions. I definitely going to lose. The Panthers are going to lose. The Packers are going to lose. The Eagles are going to lose. The Giants, I still think they're going to lose. And then the Cowboys. The Redskins are 1-15. They got the number two pick.
Likely.
Yeah, or number one, depending what's happened with Cincinnati, Miami.
Yeah,
the rest of the teams now that are battling us, the Jets,
the Giants are going to win another game.
The Giants, well, the Giants got the Bears.
They might win two more games.
Well, this is the funny thing,
and they're not tanking; they're trying.
They're trying.
Yes,
they're playing. They got good to players,
and they look like they're actually. I mean, in some areas, improving. Certainly, Daniel Jones
is getting
better and better.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting to watch that kid play because, I mean, he had four touchdowns against the Jets, but then again,
the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gase run Jets.
Yeah, I mean, they're horrific. They should have lost that game.
They should have.
He had a couple of very bad turnovers there. The one where the guy just took the ball from him and ran it in for a touchdown.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But Jones did throw to four touchdown pass, 300-some yards.
He looks like
a real thing.
I had some foresight playing Tate last week. Anyways, move on.
Tate looked good, but then again, the Jets.
Okay. Yeah.
The Jets. That's where we stand right now. I really see now the Giants, like we said, they're going to play the Redskins. They're going to play the Eagles. They're going to play us. We are playing three of these playoff teams, or not playoff teams, these draft teams.
The low teams. The
bad teams.
Yep.
We are playing.
That's right. And that's going to really determine where we end up in the draft, those games. The Bengals, the Giants, and the Jets.
And we're also, for good measures.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think Cleveland is.
I still think they're going to come in.
They're looking a lot better. So, I think this little fight yesterday.
But I think their coaching stinks, so.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're the worst coach.
They could lose.
I think this little fight yesterday, to wrap it all up, I think it really helped the Dolphins.
Let's explain to everyone that's sticking with us, that's listening to this bonus episode, how that affects us specifically, right?
Well, the biggest key is really the effect on
Pittsburgh.
We think
the Steelers are going to lose more as a result of it.
The Steelers are taking a giant step back. Not only the fight, the injuries to Juju.
Mm-hmm.
The injuries to Connor.
Yes.
The injuries that losing Pouncey to the fight, losing their guard to the fight. It's going to affect the Steelers adversely.
Yep.
Their defense, which.
So even though we may be falling down, they're coming up, which gives that pick more power one way or another.
We need them to. We need that pick to
go
up.
So we might have the fourth pick or the
third
pick.
And why is that important?
If we want to move up with it.
Yeah, but this is the story. Who's ahead of us? Cincinnati, who needs a quarterback.
Yep. They're going to take
Washington,
one.
Who may draft a quarterback.
Yeah, Tua is a Bengal. He's probably...
He's a Bengal.
Yeah.
And now you got us and possibly, what, the Giants getting in there?
Right, but neither of us feel the Giants are going to take a quarterback.
Giants won't.
And so they'll take Chase Young if he's there.
So we would...
I don't think they would trade back. I think they would take Chase Young.
Yeah, if we have the third pick, we're now taking the third pick of the litter.
So, which would be the second quarterback on the list? Who's two?
Or possibly number three. I'm not convinced
that Washington
is not going to take a quarterback. I'm
not either.
But I am.
Especially if there's a coaching change there.
But what I think it's cool is if they believe this Haskins kid is going to be something, I hope he shows something so they don't take a quarterback.
That would be good.
Then we could trade with them and move up.
Because we all think Rosen is not it.
No, Rosen is not it. So. Rosen is not it. But if we could move up and use one of our picks, use that Pittsburgh pick, even if we have to sacrifice it, that's fine to get our quarterback.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want that.
I don't want that, but if it happens, we have the luxury.
Yes.
That's why we've accumulated these picks, Scott.
Yes.
Not to
so
just
that we have the power
players.
To do what we need to do when the draft happens.
To get the guy we want.
Yep.
And that's what Miami needs to do. So what happened yesterday helped us immensely. And Miami is now in a position to get a better draft choice.
If you're watching the draft and you see two old dudes, we need to wear something to... I don't know what. Maybe we'll make two old Dolphins
hats.
We'll
wear a Dolphin
hat.
It'll be like
something.
Really special.
Well, every Dolphins fan is going to be wearing a Dolphins hat.
Course.
I would be unique in that situation. But we're there, and we believe we may be amongst the press there, which would be great.
It'll be awesome. So. It'll be awesome. It's going to be great. A great situation. And I think this weekend is going to be a strong weekend for us because we both discussed if by chance we win this game, it's over. I mean, our draft is going to plummet.
Yeah. Any hope of first pick or even possibly second pick is over if we beat the Bills.
Oh, we won't even be top five.
So we predicted that we would lose.
I think we will.
But I've never been – I'm not convinced on any losing to anyone other than the Patriots left on our schedule. I don't know. You want to walk through the rest of our schedule at this point?
Our schedule, we got the Bills, we got the Browns.
They're both probably losses, but they could be wins.
The Eagles, for sure, we're going to lose.
Where is that game?
Doesn't matter. The Eagles have
Where
a
is
team.
That game?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they're a better team than us. The Jets is scary because we could definitely beat them again in New York. It doesn't matter.
We could, but probably not.
Then this is where it really gets slippery for us.
Yes.
Giants.
50. Flip a coin.
Bengals.
Probably a win.
Pats.
Loss, for sure.
So, on our schedule, what I looked at...
That would be a shock the world win.
What I looked at is that we were going to end up 4-12.
Yeah.
That's a lot more victories than I thought. That's more
Which is what we said last episode, you know. Before the season started, we thought we were a 4 or 5 win team. Mm-hmm. And then... By season,
the trade,
I mean
and all
the
that
year.
Madness,
by
yeah.
the year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, yes.
And then the stripping of the team, and then the further stripping of the team right before the season started, which is just insane. I mean,
yeah, trading your left tackle. Who the hell does that?
Yes, and the people that we cut that probably would have elevated us
a little bit.
Even
get
though
a
they
Kiko.
Were,
I mean, Kiko was a solid contributor to our team,
sure.
playmaker. We got we stripped the whole team down. We did.
We did. The front office
We got
did.
Value, though.
Yeah. And we got value out of them, which is a first.
We got value
right.
for the first time. And even Tannehill, we got value.
That's right.
And Tanny's lighting it up, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
You know, none of us want them. Okay? None of us want them. It's going to be interesting. Let's see what happens this weekend, because once this game is decided.
I mean, right now, let's walk through this.
Yes.
Right? The Bengals are 0-9. And of course, I'm on the ESPN site, so anyone can do this. But you know, I think it's good conversation. 0-9, and their percentage chance, as calculated, to get the number one pick is 53.8%.
Of course, it is. They're going to win one game,
which is by
max.
Yep. Redskins, who are 1-8, beat us, but are 1-8. Their chance, according to this calculation, is 20%. So
makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They're number two.
They
for
may
me.
Win another game, like one more game.
Cincinnati, Washington. Those are my number one, number two. Who's number three?
the Giants. I'm sure.
I don't believe it.
I am sure that they're going to win another game or two.
Well,
I just feel it.
What I see with the Giants. They're going to beat the Redskins, and they're going to beat us.
Okay.
That's what I see. They're going to lose to the Bears. They're going to lose to the Packers. They're going to lose to the Eagles.
The Giants.
The Giants.
Right.
So I got them. I got them dead even with Miami, 4-12 each.
And so it's a matter of record again.
Of record again, yeah.
Do you know who has the record?
I do not, but that's why.
Again. Is this. It should be calculated again at the end of the season.
Yeah,
strength
it
of
be.
Schedule should be
it
end
should
of season.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm not betting my house on it or anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Dolphins, though, that's the problem. If you look at our last teams that we're playing.
Nobody expected the Jets to be as bad as they
were. We are playing the Eagles. We're playing the Browns.
Nobody expected the Eagles to be as bad as they are.
Well, the Browns to be as bad as they are.
That's right.
And we're playing the Pats. That alone is going to tilt everything against us, the Pats.
Well, no. Three of those are in our favor and one is against.
Pats against us.
Because.
Eagles are against us. They're having a, they're starting to win.
Well, I'm sure that they're predicted to win more than they're going to win. That early part of the season strength of schedule calculation is based on estimates. The actuals is at the end of the season. If the actual is less than the estimate, then it works in our favor.
The Giants are playing the Bears who are, they're terrible.
And nobody expected them to be as bad as they
are. The Packers who are very good, thank God.
Yes.
The Dolphins who are terrible.
Yes.
The Redskins who are terrible.
Yes.
And the Eagles who are mediocre.
Right.
Eh.
Eh.
Looks to me like the Giants have us. Scott, the Bills are 6-3.
Right.
That's a decent record.
It is.
And you got the Pats. I mean, it looks like we have the strength of schedule, unfortunately, against us.
I think the Bills might end up 10-6.
The Browns look like they're finally coming around. And their schedule coming up is really kind of weak.
Yeah, that freak game last night, I mean, it did bump them up.
And they're playing the...
They got a Bengals game left.
And they're playing them again.
Yep.
Pittsburgh without Ponce, without their guard, it's going to be tough on Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Without Juju.
Yes.
Juju probably, he's out for two or three games.
Right. And Rudolph isn't a good quarterback to begin with.
He sucks.
So,
that guy's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have Rosen than him.
With no weapons, with no running back and no receivers, what's he going to do? They're going to lose. They're going to lose a lot of games, man.
They will, man. And these guys are playing the Ravens. The Browns are playing the Ravens. They're playing Cincinnati again. I don't know, man. It bottom line is, I think we're going to end up with the fourth pick in the draft. Third is the best we're going to do.
No argument.
So having said that, that still puts
sometimes
us in a position.
I want to oppose you, but I can't oppose you.
But Scott, here's what's going to happen, man. We're still going to get a damn good quarterback at that position. And
so
if we really want to.
It could be the second quarterback.
It could very well
whoever
be the second quarterback.
Whoever is the next best quarterback or whoever after Tua.
Right now, we know there's three stud, possibly four stud quarterbacks in this draft.
Yes.
We're okay.
Hebert, Burrow.
Burrow, we got Tua. Got Love that a lot of people love. Love.
That's true, but not a first rounder.
Not a first rounder. No, no. But you got let's look at the LSU foam. You got you got Tua, you got Herbert. I mean, you got three guys right there that we're gonna have a pick on one of those guys.
Yep.
That's nice.
It is.
And then if we hold still and we hold pat on that, now we have four more high draft choices coming up. So this has been a great week, and yesterday was a great day for Miami. Now it just comes to let's see what happens with
one
this
brawl.
Weekend.
One brawl in a game that had supposedly nothing to do with us is going to help us out.
It was awesome, man. I mean, it was the most boring football game I ever saw. I took it off, and then I get this great news that Pittsburgh is going to get hit left and right. And listen, by the way, Scott, I'm going to say that we talked about it off the air that I love what Ponce did defending his quarterback.
I do, too.
I think it's cool.
And we've had conversation about the Pouncey brothers in the past, right?
Yeah,
and we thought they were kind of
dirty out
dudes.
They're out there.
You know,
you got to love those guys.
But what, right. And
you gotta
love
here's
them. How the conversation went. I'm like, We've had our criticisms of both of them in the past, mm-hmm. but
especially our Ponzi.
Let's say I won the lottery tomorrow and had the luxury of hiring some bodyguards. Dude, if the Ponzi's retired,
I'd hire
them as my bodyguards
in a heartbeat
and make good friends with them because they're so loyal.
You got
they're
guys
loyal and they're badasses.
And they're badasses. And that's why he got, you know, our Ponzi got in trouble, you know, by wearing that thing about Free Hernandez and all that. Because
right.
Hernandez
and
we were
all disgusted by it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing you have to kind of put on your shoulder is
loyalty.
They're being loyal to their friend.
They're being loyal, and they stood by them, and that was, you know, you got to give credit for that. Anyway, I wanted to say that I love what they did, but I also love the fact that he's suspended, and I love the fact that it's going to help the Dolphins. And let's go out and play the Bills hard as hell. And if we have to lose the game, you know, I hate to say this, but I think it's in the best interest of Miami to lose this game.
Well, that's a tanking statement.
Whatever, take it as you may.
Yep.
It's a reality. If we win this game, you can kiss goodbye to a top four pick.
In the long term, if you're willing to take the long view, then yes. Mm-hmm. And right now on Friday evening, Alex, I completely 1,000%
agree
with you.
Come kickoff, we'll be both cheering like crazy.
But when I sit down to watch this game, I'm cheering for the Dolphins to win, even though it doesn't help us.
I want to see Allen get intercepted for a touchdown.
It's actually destructive to us.
Yeah, it's our human nature. But then when that clock ticks down and we know that that draft choice is still being, the integrity of it is being protected, that's a good feeling.
All right, thank
you
for
it,
tuning in to our bonus episode today. We just felt like it was something we needed to talk about to lay things out there.
Important stuff.
How we see it.
You got it.
Have a great evening, man.
Good night, everybody.
The Two Old Dolphins podcast is proud to be a member of the Dolphins Talk Podcast Network. In addition to our website at twooldolfans.com, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. We can also be found at dolphinstalk.com. You can reach out to us through our website and email address that's there, or find us on Twitter where we're very active. We have an Instagram account that we post to occasionally, and a Facebook page. The Two Old Dolphins would like to thank Rick DeJesus and Adelitas Way for allowing us to use their music through our podcast. Absolutely kick-ass rock out of this Las Vegas band. And if you get the chance to see them live, don't miss it. They put on a great show every single time. The Two Old Dolphins would also like to thank the band Tartanic. We love those bagpipes and drums, and we've got them in the podcast too. Guarantee you get the chance to see them live at the fair or wherever they may be. They put on an entertaining show. It's a blast. Don't miss them.
Thank you for listening to Two Old Dolphins. Join us next week for more news, analysis, and old guy stories. Good night.
Go Dolphins!
And everything I wanna taste it, I embrace it.